The September 11th attacks and a series of Palestinian suicide bombings have changed Israel's approach to the Palestinian Authority. The government labeled the authority an entity that supports terrorism and declared Yasser Arafat irrelevant. Despite claims to the contrary, some Israelis are beginning to believe that Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is in fact out to topple the current Palestinian leadership. NPR's Peter Kenyon has that story.
Whenever the question is put directly, Prime Minister Sharon and his supporters say Yasser Arafat is not a target, and the government is not attempting to bring down the Palestinian Authority. But a growing number of analysts say it's time to watch what Sharon does, not what he says. David Horovitz, editor and publisher of the English-language magazine The Jerusalem Report, says Sharon has clearly rejected the argument that all the alternatives to Arafat are worse.
The Prime Minister now feels that that is no longer necessarily the case, that the alternatives, however unpleasant they may be, are not necessarily worse than Arafat. And therefore, I think that at root, the government and the army in the service of the government are definitely trying to accelerate the demise, shall we say, of Arafat's leadership of the Palestinian Authority.
Professor Gerald Steinberg at Bar-Ilan University says the Sharon policy sometimes seems to be driven by events rather than any consistent strategy. He says there's also a sharp split among cabinet members on how to proceed. And at the moment, the conservative view appears to have his attention.
On the right, there are demands that they should end the Palestinian Authority as was constituted under Oslo, because that's a terrorist authority. It's become a source of terrorism, and the experiment has failed, and the longer that Israel allows it to continue to function, the worse things are going to get.
Likud Minister Reuven Rivlin is among those cabinet members who argue that the Oslo agreements were a mistake, and the Palestinian Authority is the creature of Oslo. That, he believes, is the motive behind the government's recent decision to act unilaterally in the Palestinian territories.
Well, there are people, the Israeli government, like the Prime Minister, who really defined Arafat as irrelevant. And to say irrelevant, you can say that this is the end of the era of Mr. Arafat, and he has no use for the coming history between both sides.
On the left, Sharon hears from the Labour Party members of his coalition that it's not for Israel to decide who will lead the Palestinians. Outside the coalition, the left sees no promise at all in Sharon's approach. At a recent event featuring Israeli and Palestinian peace supporters, Meretz Party lawmaker Naomi Hazan said Sharon is blindly marching Israel backward towards more and more bloodshed.
I think he has no idea what his policy is, and that's precisely the tragedy of the situation we're in, for the very simple reason that this government thought that it has a military solution. It realizes it doesn't, and it can't last because it can't agree on the basics without a Palestinian state alongside Israel.
Hazan and others on the left say Sharon is attempting to drive Arafat out of power without declaring that as his goal. David Horovitz, the Jerusalem Report publisher, says the Prime Minister has good reasons for keeping the policy unstated.
There are historical echoes that would be troubling to him about a declared policy like that. Remember, at the root of the Israeli invasion of Lebanon in 1982 was his idea of replacing the Lebanese government with one more convenient to Israel. And I don't think he wants to be trapped into having that as his stated objective. But clearly, when you blow up somebody's helicopters and you bar them from one of the cities that are supposedly under their control, Christmas, as he did with Arafat and Bethlehem, you are attempting to delegitimize him.
Palestinian and Israeli supporters of the peace process say toppling Arafat would bring the inevitable return of the attack and counterattack existence that has plagued the region for so long. Sharon's supporters argue that if there are more pragmatic negotiating partners among the Palestinians, they will only rise during a post-Arafat regime. Analysts say Sharon's actions, if not his statements, seem aimed at hastening the moment when the world finds out just what does come after Yasser Arafat. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.